This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Whether you're an investor, a big company looking to acquire smaller companies, or an end user, it's always good to look where the action is. Right now, there's a lot of action in fintech or financial technology startups. Fintech companies, whether in website or app form, are changing the way people deal with their money and, in some cases, challenging big banks. Marketplace's senior tech correspondent Molly Wood brings us more.
Tina DiCarola shows me around her modest, toy-filled townhouse in Hayward, California. She lives here with her 2.5-year-old daughter, Alice.
I bought her that little desk over there, with a little chalkboard desk.
It's a small desk, but it represents a big change for DiCarola.
Probably 6 months to a year ago, I finally started getting back on financial track.
She got off track when she was pregnant with Alice. DiCarola lost her tech job, was paying some of her parents' medical bills, and was $18,000 in debt, most of it on credit cards.
And I realized all I could afford was to pay my interest.
DiCarola went online to Prosper. It's one of a few sites that let people apply for small personal loans to do things like consolidate credit card debt. She consolidated her debt, and she's now saving $400 a month.
If I don't want to cook, you know, I don't have to, like, take out a loan to buy pizza anymore, whatever.
Prosper and Lending Club are the best-known examples of so-called peer-to-peer lenders or loan marketplaces. They sprung up during the financial crisis, and they began by matching up borrowers with individuals who wanted to loan money as an investment.
What we're seeing in reality is a whole new way to create loans.
Richard McGronwells is with Willis Financial Institutions Group. It assesses risks to banks. He says that as sites like Prosper and Lending Club started loaning out billions of dollars, the big money started moving in.
While the face may be the P2P lender website, what you'll see is the actual cash is coming from more traditional sources.
Like hedge funds, insurance companies, and other investors. One Morgan Stanley estimate says marketplace lending will account for 8% of consumer loans by 2020 and 16% of small business lending. So suddenly, banks are starting to worry about all that business going elsewhere.
It's another barbarian at the gate for these truly large retail banks.
Matt Harris manages financial tech investments for Bain Capital Ventures. He says these new lending companies will continue to expand into the bank's territories.
So healthcare lending, both Lending Club and Prosper have already moved into that space. And increasingly, there will be conflict.
For Tina DiCarola, the future of banking is all academic.
In 3 years, I know that I won't have any more debt. And I'm like, maybe I can actually buy a house.
And all the pizza she wants. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood for Marketplace.